Civil rights advocates and Democrats are celebrating a legal win about redistricting today. The court ruled yesterday, Supreme Court, that the Republican-controlled legislature in North Carolina had drawn two congressional districts that amount to unconstitutional racial gerrymandering. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
The court said that the GOP-controlled North Carolina legislature had reshuffled tens of thousands of black and white voters into and out of the two districts, deliberately concentrating black voters in the districts and diluting their voting clout in neighboring districts. By a unanimous vote, the court rejected North Carolina's argument that it was required by the Voting Rights Act to create these two majority black districts. And by a 5-3 vote, the court found that the evidence in the case, quote, debunked the state's contention that it was acting not with any racial motive, but only for partisan advantage when it set racial targets. Justice Clarence Thomas, the court's most conservative justice and its only African American, cast the decisive fifth vote, joining the court's four liberal justices. He agreed that the court had correctly deferred to the lower court's plausible interpretation of the evidence. For more than a quarter century, the Supreme Court has been struggling with the question of race and partisanship in drawing both state and congressional legislative lines. In 1993, the court said that partisanship is permissible, but redistricting based on race is not. Since then, the question increasingly has been how to tell the difference, especially when party affiliation correlates with race, as it does in much of the South. With Republicans controlling state legislatures throughout the South, experts say the Supreme Court yesterday handed Democrats and civil rights advocates a powerful tool. Indeed, Richard Hassan of the University of California, Irvine, says that yesterday's ruling has transformed the legal topography, reviving racial gerrymandering claims once thought futile.
This case is a big deal because it's going to make it much easier for voting rights plaintiffs, especially in the American South, to challenge gerrymanders that are done by Republican legislatures.
But what of purely partisan gerrymanders, especially in the rest of the country? In 2004, a four-member plurality of the Supreme Court all but ruled out challenges to even extreme partisan gerrymanders, while four members of the court would have allowed some limited challenges. Justice Anthony Kennedy cast the fifth and deciding vote back then, declaring that he might someday embrace a challenge to a partisan gerrymander if workable standards could be agreed on. Now there is a case from Wisconsin waiting in the wings at the Supreme Court, a case in which the plaintiffs purport to have found such a manageable standard. And as long as Justice Kennedy remains on the court, the possibility of limiting partisan gerrymanders remains a live one, at least for now. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.